Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bennett covering, for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball towards left. Yastrzemski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Yastrzemski. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Tardabul scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Scott steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Northrup moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup scores. Freehan moves to third. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma bunts towards the mound. Bennett juggles the ball. That's an error on Bennett. Euler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 0 in the game. Sparma strikes out. two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sparma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Cash reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Cash scores. Wirt moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Dennis Bennett. Larry Sherry now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ryan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Horton reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wyatt now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Northrup moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yastrzemski out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Corrin's now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Horton is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Freehan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Trusewski reaches second base with a double. Earl Wilson pinch hits for George Korenz. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-5 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Kaline reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. Foy scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Tigers. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro scores. It's 10-8, Tigers. Don Demeter pinch hits for Mike Andrews. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Petrocelli moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.